News Radio 1350 KMAN.
Good morning. Welcome to your Wednesday. Welcome to In Focus. This is Brady Bowman, and we got another great show for you. A little bit of a different show than our typical Wednesday. Got to kind of rearrange some things as people are busy. People have their schedules, and sometimes you got to adjust on the fly. We're still going to have some folks from USD 383 on the show this morning. They'll be here right after the first break. We'll be really quick with this first segment. USD 383 Executive Director of Teaching and Learning Lacey Sell and School Board Member Dave Colburn will be in to talk with us. A pretty big meeting, Board of Education meeting later tonight as they continue to work on the budget process. And basically looks like they're going to pass a motion to publicize the budget, and that's usually one of the last steps before the budget is actually passed, publicize that hearing for the budget. So we'll talk with them, and we'll hear more about tonight's meeting and some other issues regarding USD 383. Then we'll close out the show today with Riley County Clerk Rich Vargo. You've probably been hearing a lot of clips from Rich throughout the week talking about advanced voting as the August 7th primaries are less than a week away. So big primary locally, not too many big implications for us around here locally, but of course it's a very big primary when it comes to the governorship of the state, as both primaries are pretty almost a toss-up, I guess you can say, with both the Republican and Democratic sides on that. And with that, I do want to remind folks that In Focus is always available on demand at our website at newsradiokman.com. And speaking of the primary, speaking of the ability to go ahead and listen back to old In Focuses, do recommend if you missed yesterday's In Focus with former Kansas Governor and K-State graduate John Carlin, I do recommend that you give that a listen. Very astute, very sharp, and is still just as much in the game, if you will, as ever when it comes to his knowledge on the issues, his knowledge on the candidates, and knowledge on the process. He broke down both the Republican side, he broke down the Democratic side for about the first 40 minutes of the show. So if you want to go back and listen to that, again, newsradiokman.com, on demand tab, and you can just drop down to In Focus. And that's the same for a lot of our shows, especially our sports show later in the afternoon. The Game is also on demand. If you ever miss an episode of that, you're out of town or whatever, for whatever reason, you're not able to listen to us through a stream, whatever, if you miss it, you can always go back and check that out. And also with John Carlin's interview, we'll have some more clips of his time on In Focus probably sprinkled out throughout the rest of this week as far as the morning show for some morning newscast. So again, Brady Bowman with you. And earlier in the newscast, and well, actually a little bit of another announcement. I'm going to be out of town starting tomorrow. I'll be taking a few days off here, getting a little bit of my vacation time. There's been a lot of vacations around the building. So I was figuring it's my turn. It's my turn to kind of get away for a little bit. I'm actually going to go home and go back to the Winfield area and see some family down there. It's where I grew up, proud graduate of WHS class of 2004. It's also happens to be county fair. The Cali County Fair is this weekend back in my hometown. And growing up, that was something my family and I and sister would always check out together. And I don't think I've been to that fair in years. So it'll be kind of cool to go back and check that out. And as I said, throughout these airwaves, I have a niece that's about 2.5 years old. Don't get to see them very often, so it'll be cool to check out the fair with her. She's pretty fun. So I'll be out of town basically through next Tuesday. I'm going to take Thursday, Friday, Monday, and Tuesday off. I'll be out of town, and I'll have some help. And you heard him a little bit before. You've heard him before throughout the airwaves through our newscast. Nick McNamara, one of our reporters. Nick, you're going to be taking the reins for the morning show.
Oh yeah.
Tomorrow morning. You've been in kind of seeing the ropes. But you've been doing some Saturday stuff.
Yeah,
too.
If you listen to Saturdays, you've probably heard me a few times. Maybe every other week, but not. But you've heard me.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
not to make you feel old, but
oh boy.
The class of 04 was my elementary school graduation year.
Oh no. That's so old, Brady, that you feel that.
I need something else in this coffee.
Right.
Mercy. Oh, my.
I just had to get that one in there.
That's fine. That's fine. That's all right. That's okay. Well,
class
and
of
I was just about to say how good of a job you've been doing and all this stuff.
You know.
Dave, now I know how you feel sometimes.
Oh, every day. Not just sometimes. It's every day, Brady.
We're always moving forward.
Goodness.
Well, and you know, I want to take this opportunity too, Nick, to kind of introduce yourself a little bit for folks that's been listening since really the whole summer. You kind of started on this summer, and you chimed in on the California stuff, that California story about the real estate. There's a reason that we wanted to bring you in on that, to give you a little bit of your expertise, because you're a California guy.
Exactly. Born and raised. I was born in Santa Clarita, California, which is it's L.A. County, Los Angeles County. I'd say if you watch Netflix, there's a show about it. It maybe not most representative of the Valley. It's kind of about zombies, but you know. I lived in L.A. pretty much just about my entire life, up through 18. No, actually, I was still in L.A. County up through like 22, 23.
Okay.
And then I've been here about a year now.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was born in Bakersfield. Okay. Actually, I was born there, and then my parents moved back to Kansas. Like, I was maybe a year and a half, 2 years. So I don't really remember it.
Guys, you got to realize you cannot tell everybody where you were born. Because it's one of those questions that all the online credit card companies want. You know? So you can't tell that. You can't tell us what your father's middle name was or your mother's maiden name or what your first pet was. That information has got to be kept to yourselves.
I'm not worried about
that. You see, when you're born in the class of 04 or whatever you are, Nick, you know, a little wisdom sometimes is only prudent.
Oh, they can have my credit information. If anybody tries to steal my credit information, like, that'd be bad for them. Their credit rating would go down if they tried to steal my credit information. So I'm not too worried about that. But, yeah, I was born in California, so I had a little bit of that, but grew up, born and raised in Winfield. My mom's from Kansas, dad's from California. And real quick, could you just sort of remind us what brought you to Manhattan from L.A.?
Oh, yeah. Well, my girlfriend, also L.A. native, Santa Clarita. Sorry, Lauren. Everyone knows now. but she is doing her doctoral program here at K-State. She did a little post-bac after she graduated from Cal State Northridge. In Massachusetts, and then she came out here to continue her PhD, and she's studying mathematics. So I figured, you know, we've been together just about 9 years now, and it's a little easier regarding the distance to be here. So I made the move so that she could continue the education, and I figured I'd be able to find opportunities most places I moved to.
Get in a spot where she can maybe make the money and you can do some radio.
You know.
Basically.
You know, it was in my mind, but... We'll see how that works out.
If your goal is to financially support her while she's going through her continuing education, you failed miserably.
Oh, yeah. I think that's going to go the other way around.
Exactly. She's lucky they actually, for grad students, they pay you for mathematics. So I don't have to do too much supporting, but, you know, I help.
You
help. A little.
And you're going to be helping out while I'm gone. So I appreciate that. Thanks, Nick, for coming on. You know, kind of introducing yourself a little bit and checking in on the morning show.
You'll do fine. To be left alone in this building with me?
Oh, yeah. We'll see how it goes.
Okay.
I can't imagine we'll fight too much.
Fight's not the word. That's not the word I was thinking. Yeah. So
we'll see how things are in a few days.
Yeah, Brady will see it all when we get back.
Yeah,
when he gets
by
back.
Wednesday, he's going to be kissing your soles of your feet saying, thank you for coming back.
Let's go ahead and take a break. We'll come back and we'll talk with USD 383. You're listening in Focus on News Radio KMAN.